Yeah, it was. I suppose, look, obviously we ground out the win in the end. It was quite close, and I suppose, you know, Monaghan kind of never went away, and I suppose we're conscious of that. We probably had a lot more chances, and we probably should have converted, and obviously, look, we'll be trying to rectify that for the next day, and just trying to improve on our performance.
Was it an ideal semi-final in that sense then, in that it wasn't perfect and there was areas that you found to improve on?
Oh, 100%. Like, you know, as I've said, like, we've been tested a few times this year, and it's only when you get those tests, I suppose, that you see, you know, what you're made of and what you can actually do. Like, we know ourselves that performance against Monaghan won't be good enough in an All-Ireland final, and we'll be looking to definitely improve on that. Like, we're going to have to, like, Dublin are a very informed team, and they've lethal forwards, and we're going to have to be very clinical up front and very, very tight at the back. So, like, we'll be looking to improve well on our Monaghan performance. So
you're in one of those positions as part of player in the middle third. You're covering an awful lot of ground. How has your role changed, I suppose, in the last couple of seasons?
I suppose, like, naturally I'm more a midfielder than a forward. I suppose a few years ago Eamon Ryan decided to put me in the half forward line, and I suppose I just kind of kept doing what I've been doing. Obviously, I actually really enjoy it. I have to say I enjoy it a bit more than the midfield role now. I suppose there's just that bit more freedom there, and you can go up and go down. But, like, it is a hard working role, but I suppose it's one that I enjoy doing, and it's one I feel comfortable doing. So I suppose, look, I go out every day to do my best for the team, like everyone else on it as well. And, you know, everyone just works hard. We're all just a part of something bigger, you know, and we're all just trying to make sure we get our own games right. So hopefully then that leads to the overall team performance. So
Annie, we've seen you deliver some big scores individually, some big runs, but your support play up front has been quite impressive this year. Have you done a lot of work on it?
Yeah, I suppose, look, we try to play as much as a team as much as possible up front. Obviously, like, we've some excellent individuals up there, like Orla Finn has had a great year now, and, you know, a few of the backs like Breed, Stack and Vera now have been popping up with a few scores as well. So I suppose, look, what we try and do is we try and get the ball up, we try to work and work the ball into the player into the best position. Like, everyone is encouraged to take on their scores, and if they get a chance to take them on, and I think that's right too. And look, no one's going to give out to anyone, but I just think we just have to trust in each other, and we trust that we'll all make the right decisions. Obviously, look, everything isn't going to go our way, but it's, I suppose, what we do during that time that counts, especially up in the forwards. As I said, we probably are going to have to be a lot more clinical against Dublin than what we have been in the Championship so far. So look, we're aware of that, and, you know, if we get the chances, we'll be looking to take them.
And Dublin, like, they'll be so, you'd expect, formidable. You've talked about how they're such good footballers, but psychologically they have to be so unbelievably primed for this game coming up against you yet again.
Yeah, I suppose, look, they need no motivation. This is their third year in a row meeting us in an All-Ireland final in Croke Park. I suppose what a lot of people would consider to be Dublin's home ground, effectively. You know, so look, they need no motivation. We're well aware of that, and we're well aware of, you know, how easy things can slip, I suppose. Like, a lot of us, a good few of us, were still involved in 2010, I suppose, when it all went pear-shaped in the quarterfinal.
It always amazes me when you mention that, because you always go back to it.
Yeah, I suppose, look, it is something that has stuck with a lot of us that were there that day in Banagher. Like, you know, we still remember that sinking feeling at the end of when the referee blew the whistle, and just in the dressing room after, and no one wants to see that. And I suppose, look, we've been lucky enough that I suppose we haven't experienced defeat in Croke Park, and I would say that that's probably one of the loneliest places to be if you are defeated in a final up there. And like, we don't want to know what that feeling feels like, so we'll be going out to do our best on Sunday week.
Because you came close in 2014. you did, it's not even fair to say you came close, because you didn't, but 10 minutes out it obviously looked like. You've had every type of game against this Dublin side as well, if you look at it that way, you know.
Yeah, we have. And like, outside of the All-Irelands, you know, All-Ireland finals, like, we've played them along the way in semi-finals, quarter-finals and leagues and stuff like that, you know, and they're always good battles. As I said, they're an excellent team, and they will be looking to go one step further, I suppose. Like, they have probably an extra kind of incentive this year, in the fact that I suppose it's their third year getting back there, and they'll feel that they deserve it now at this stage. But look, we'll be doing everything in our power, I suppose, to try and win on the day, you know. I suppose them having Sinead O'Hearn is obviously massive. Like last year, I think she took a year out and was travelling, but she was there on the sideline for the All-Ireland final. I actually remember seeing her, and like you can see what she's done in the championship so far, so she's going to have to be well marshalled at the back.
Seeing her on the sideline just going mad, is it, and trying to be on the field?
Yeah, I can imagine. Look, it can't be easy. You know, everyone wants to be out there, everyone wants to be playing. Like this is it for ladies footballers. This is the pinnacle, I suppose. This is what every young girl that was out there tonight, what they'll all dream of, is getting to Croke Park someday, wearing the Cork jersey on All-Ireland final day in the senior final, you know. So I suppose this is what it's all about. This is what all that hard slog, I suppose, in January, the league games in February, playing in mud baths, travelling all over the country. This is what it's all about, and this is what it's down to. And like, we'll be driving on now definitely for the next week, and we'll be right for the day.
And one big change, obviously, is your new manager for that All-Ireland final preparation this year. Just how different is this week or the last couple of weeks preparing for it now with Aoife at the helm?
Look, to be fair, to Aoife and James and the lads, you know, like obviously Frankie and Pazza are still there from the last few years. Like, they've kept a lot of things constant, I suppose, in our preparation and that. Obviously, look, two different management teams were there. Eamon was obviously there the last few years, and Aoife's there now. You know, both of them bring so much to the table. Obviously, very different as well, but like, they've kept everything. We've kept our training nights. Like, we're all focused on the job at hand, and we'll be looking just to drive it on now.
All Ireland number what are you targeting?
I think it's 8, maybe. Since 2008, and we didn't obviously win in 2010.
Yeah, so do the maths, Lisa. And when you're embarking on an All-Ireland final, then personal ambition, Annie, what will that be for you?
Look, I suppose obviously you go out, like no one goes out to play bad, you know, and everyone will be going out to, I suppose, go out and do their job and prepare as well as they can do for the day. Look, as I said, things mightn't go your way on the day, but it's how you react to that, and you just have to keep working, keep running it out, just think of the next ball. And you know, I suppose you just have to keep your head a bit. It's probably very easy to get overawed by the whole occasion, because I suppose that's what All-Ireland final day is. I suppose from, I suppose, the day before, when you're heading up on the bus with the team, your team meal, you know, we have a routine, we'll be sticking to that. Even, I suppose, the guard escort from excuse me, to the hotel, or from the hotel to Croke Park, like that's an experience in itself. And just even running out onto Croke Park, and I suppose it's trying to enjoy the occasion as well, because I suppose, look, you never know when it's going to be your last one. And you know, obviously we've very fond memories of Croke Park, and we want to keep that going.